That's for Bastard Shore.
Excellent. Indeed, more than excellent. Superb. Then you can claim a triple reward from my father, the ward. First for rescuing me, another for killing the beast, and for slaying six of the sons.
Fine. Always need supplies.
And what would you wish? Name it. Perhaps a vill, with servants and 1,000 acres of land?
Had a bigger spread than that already. Left it behind. She regarded him more closely.
Really? You are from a barony?
Ryan scowled. Was. Amanda demurred. She wasn't quite sure how to handle this situation. These were unusual people. They helped a strange woman in distress, yet didn't take her themselves, even when she offered. The conclusion was obvious. They had women of their own, which meant there was more than just the two of them. Perhaps an entire vill or a roving band. Past the trucks, she could see they were nearing the ramp that led to the roadway. From here, it would be simplicity to start her bike and roar away. But she had no wish to leave their presence. Not yet. If they had truly slain the beast of the wheel, they were a force to be reckoned with. Stopping amid the last row of vehicles, Ryan whistled twice, then proceeded. Amanda gasped as an enormous tank came into view, its curved hull bristling with weapons. Standing alongside the behemoth was an old man in a frock coat holding a cane and a stocky black woman with hair resembling snakes, blasters in their hands. On the ground, a pair of legs stuck out from underneath the armored chassis.
The beast!
Amanda drew her weapon.
No!
Diving for cover, Doc and Mildred went into the weeds as the MAC-10 sprayed bullets across the hull. As the legs on the ground retracted fully under the vehicle, Ryan knocked the machine pistol out of the woman's grip with a stock of the Steyr. Her blaster fell with a clatter, and Dean put his foot on top.
What are you doing? That is the beast! It has murdered hundreds of my people! This is our tank! Yours? Everybody okay?
Dean picked up the MAC-10, never taking his sight off the so-called lady. Mildred and Doc rose from the weeds, both of their weapons pointed straight toward the barefoot beauty. Ryan opened and closed his hand twice in the all-clear signal.
And how is Charles?
Charles is fine.
It was the correct response. Neither of them relaxed, but their barrels were no longer pointed directly at the blonde on the bike. Arm in a sling, Jack appeared in the doorway.
We fine, too.
Good. And how are the...
Ryan started to say repairs, but looked at the furious woman.
How's the hunt going? Find those snake eggs yet?
JB responded from under the vehicle.
Nearly. And I gather we have a guest?
Guest? Prisoner, you lying scum! So you are the masters of the beast!
Ryan shook his head.
This is another vehicle.
You lie! Why? As a trick to get the ransom! Or to get past the vill defenses and kill my people, but it won't work. You'll get nothing from me. I'll never talk.
His patience clearly at an end. Ryan's face got hard, so Dean spoke quickly.
What do you know of the beast? Do we resemble the craft in any way?
Confused, Amanda paused, conflicting emotions playing across her bruised face.
Well, no, not really. It is known to have metal treads, and you have wheels. Anything else?
She studied the vehicle closely. Its dull gray hull was battered and damaged, the radio antenna only a short nub. Something metallic had melted on the rooftop, rivulets of cooled steel dangling down like silvery icicles, and there were scorch marks where burning fluids had washed over the vehicle from stem to stern. The reports of her spies told how nothing seemed to mark the mirror black hull of the beast.
Your craft, although large, is much too small.
Amanda moved toward the open door. It promptly closed.
And where is the blaster with the light that kills?
We don't have one. Be nice if we did.
Infrared shows 10 incoming.
Everybody turned and lifted their blasters a split second before the roar of the engines. Then the front line of trucks shook as a wave of motorcycles bounded over them in tight formation. The bikes hit the ground hard, but the leather-clad rider stayed on, yelling a battle cry and revving the engines to full throttle. Some brandished blasters, others axes.
Yee-haw! Found them!
Run them down!
Don't kill the slut!
Kill everybody!
Dean tossed the blonde her MAC-10 as he turned and fired twice with the Mossberg. He hit nothing, the reports only causing a flurry of return fire from the cavorting bikes. Putting his back to Leviathan, JB cut loose with the Uzi, chasing the wild bikers.
Damn, bikers are harder to hit than bees!
JB!
Brian quickly exchanged the Steyr for the armorer's M4000 shotgun.
Fix the tranny!
In the middle of a fight?
We may have to evac.
Accepting the logic, JB slung his machine gun and crawled under Leviathan, dragging the canteen of precious hydraulic fluid after him. A shot zinged off the concrete near his boots, nearly puncturing the canteen, and he was gone from sight. A biker swung around for another pass.
Look at that! They're running away! Hiding like babies!
Let's make them dance!
A snaggletooth rider fired a sawed-off shotgun. The left barrel failed to discharge, but the right boomed, showering pellets into the ground near Ryan, who neither flinched nor paused as he loaded his own crowd sweeper. As the biker roared by, the one-eyed man fired, blowing off the man's arm at the elbow. Howling in agony, the rider went down, blood gushing from the ragged stump. Drawing his .357 Magnum Colt Python, Jack assumed the firing stance. Holding the big bore blaster steady with two hands, he tracked the target and fired once. The biker's helmet exploded off his head, leaving the man stunned but undamaged.
I got the muni!
The fat, red-headed man brandished the Thompson submachine gun with a huge cheese wheel clip, and he hosed a stream of bullets at the pale teenager. Jack's pant leg fluttered as a slug came lethally close. The albino teen fired again, and the man's face was removed in chunks. The riderless bike raced off, hit the severed arm, bounced, and flipped into the air to crash resoundingly on the dirty concrete. Bypassing the white-haired killer, the rest of the bikers concentrated on the open hatchway of Leviathan. A round slammed into an ammo locker next to Christy at the starboard Remington. Her hair flattening in response, the redhead spun and fanned her Ruger at the motorcycle riders, rushing straight toward her.
They're trying to get in. Some of them have flak jackets.
Mildred's .38 banged away, the rounds hitting with surgical precision. The bikers recoiled from the impacts, but didn't fall. Doc shoved Mildred inside, slamming shut the door, while firing his Lamar from the hip.
Then consider me Baldur on the bridge. None shall pass.
Splitting apart, the pack swerved away from the closed hole, darting between the individual defenders. A biker made a pass at Doc with a length of chain that smashed onto the hull with sledgehammer force. The elderly man nimbly ducked, and the Lamar boomed, the muzzle flame almost reaching the laughing biker. The motorcycle kept going, but the rider flew off and crashed through the window of a rusty car. Segmented into slices, Mildred's angry face appeared in the louvered slots of a blaster port.
Bother my ass! This isn't Asgard, y'all coop! Get inside! I'll give cover with the Remington!
The military diesel started.
Can't risk them getting in, and if one Bren bounces into the ammo bin, this tin can is history.
Then Christy killed the engine when a squawk of pain came from JB under the floor. A scraggly woman in a sleeveless t-shirt expertly flipped her bike onto its rear wheel and charged for Ryan. With the engine giving her protective cover, he had no choice but to dive out of the way. The studded wheel spun past his head, missing by an inch. From the prone position, he triggered the Sig Sauer upward and removed most of the biker's throat with a single well-placed shot. She tumbled sideways and got caught angled in the spinning spokes of her wheels. The results were colorful. Through a blaster port, Mildred fired twice, making an obscenely fat biker stagger but not fall off. Dean blew the tires off another two-wheeler, and the machine crashed into the end of a truck, the bike going underneath, the rider hitting it dead on. Blood sprayed out from the impact, and the limp body slid down the metal wall, leaving a horrid trail of teeth and eyes. Leathering his gun, Ryan unlimbered the Steyr and worked the bolt. Area effect wasn't doing the job. Time for a big punch. A sputtering chatter announced that Christy was operating the Remington on full auto, the 50 caliber rounds chewing the ground as she hosed men and machines with high caliber depth. Two whooped into tires. Mildred added the firepower of the port Remington, but the rest wheeled crazily about in a knot of confusion, making it impossible for them to get a clear shot. Crouching behind her motorcycle, Amanda was hosing the lines of trucks and cars endlessly with her Mag-10 as if bullets were free. When the machine pistol stopped, she dropped a clip and reloaded in a heartbeat. She didn't appear to be doing any damage to the bikers, but if there was anybody hiding in the room,